You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Well, you join me here on RNIB Connect Radio, and it's day two of the RHS Sandringham Flower Show, and obviously our gold medal award-winning RNIB Talking Books Garden is going to be visited by many people today. And I'm with Helen Smith, who's the head of supporter experience at RNIB. And I think, Helen, the concept for this garden was pretty much your idea, I think.
Well, it's very kind of you to say so, but yes. So what I wanted was, I had a vision for a library in a garden, or a garden made out of a library. And luckily, working with the wonderful Paul Hervey Brooks, who we've worked with before, as you know, Toby, he's able to take those ideas and turn them into something absolutely fantastic. And as you say, award-winning.
It's fantastic. I mean, we're hoping for maybe another award, possibly for People's Choice, hopefully, if people do support it and click on. But, I mean, the garden obviously is celebrating 90 years of Talking Books, and also the incredible gifts and wills that are left of the RNIB and that legacy as well. So in many ways, it's doing two things here. But there has been really good response from people visiting the garden yesterday.
Absolutely, yes. We had almost 3,000 people just through the garden yesterday. So we were able to talk to all of them about the work that RNIB does and the fantastic service that's provided by Talking Books. You know, over 1 million every year sent out to people, and giving people that comfort and company and bringing the joy of reading to people who perhaps can't read print. They can enjoy books in exactly the same way as other people and get that closeness, you know, that sort of the joy of reading, I suppose.
And especially as well as being outside and listening to an audiobook as well, and being in the garden, being out in nature as well, is always sort of good as well.
Absolutely. And of course, what sets Talking Books apart is that it's not just those stories. We actually have the non-fiction, scientific papers, magazines, so on and so forth. So there's really something for everybody, including lots of educational texts as well.
And the nice thing about the garden, it gives people an idea about obviously what the RNIB does and Talking Books, but there's some lovely elements. You've got the replica vintage gramophones, and people are listening to extracts from various books played through an iPhone through the gramophone as well. So there's a nice touch of linking up that sort of history and modern technology that we all use today to listen to books.
Absolutely. And I think that it is, you're right, it's a nod to nostalgia, isn't it? Because, of course, the first Talking Books went out on gramophone records. And so we really wanted to link that in, where we'd got a bit of the history, a bit of that legacy, really, of the gramophone, you know. And we talk about legacy. Obviously, as you said earlier, Gifts and Wills really help us provide this service, along with people who support us in so many different ways. So it's absolutely joyful to see people's reaction to that link between old and new, and also to know that we're having that impact thanks to those supporters.
And also, I think the garden is again supported by players of the Postcode Lottery as well.
It is, and we're so grateful to them. The Postcode Lottery have made this garden possible, and we hope that, you know, we've won gold, we've won Best Show Garden, we've won Best Construction, and we hope that we've really done the Postcode Lottery proud, because without them, this simply wouldn't be possible.
And just finally, what sort of comments were people saying to you as they were sort of going around the garden yesterday?
People were really engaging with parts of it. So we have the tall ladders in the garden, which I really wanted, because I've always been obsessed with those ladders in posh libraries that spin round. But these ladders, they stand out high above the garden, and they're sort of symbolic as well about, you know, the more you learn, the higher you can go, but also to show that sight loss shouldn't be a barrier to how far people can go in life. We've also got the book walls, which are made from tiles of wood, which look a bit like shingle, but they smell of cedar. And I've had everybody sniffing the walls as they've gone round, because they do smell like dusty old bookshops and libraries. So if you see people sniffing walls, it's my fault.
Well, Helen, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby. Always a pleasure.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.